Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be change I'm hearing God say for you to be open to the newness as well. And God says that there's newness all around you. God says he's building a foundation. I'm hearing God say something about property and how you're going to prosper in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Dieter. I just hear God saying, there are some deeds and titles that has your name on it. And I even see a family inheritance, God says, a family inheritance. God said, this is a time that for you would begin to take up your bed and walk. You are going to begin to walk into authority and walk into the trueness of who you are. And God says you're going to walk as a man of authority. And I see you touching the people within the community, even politicians, people of great influence and of great affluence, which is of wealth and prosperity. God says your voice is going to be heard. You are going to begin to rise up, and you're going to elevate and shift some things in the atmosphere. When they see you coming, they know God is on the scene, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that he's made you one of prominence and of great stature. And God is saying that you shall use this to help his people and to encourage those around you. I see you ministering to many men and young teenagers in this season. And God is saying that there's a vision that he placed in you about 5 years ago and for you to pick it back up. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Dieter. I hear the word of the Lord saying this is the season to minister to the young men, to minister to the youth. For Father God says, even the prison ministry. For Father God says, there's a rising up and a rising out. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Brother Michael, I want to thank you for the seed of $177. And know that you shall partake of the blessings of the seven blessings of the atonement as that which has been prophesied to you. Man of God, this is a great time and a great season of your life, and you're going to begin to see that the next 12 months shall be a time of power. It shall be a time of glory. For this is the beginning. For the next 18 to 24 months, it's going to be one of the finest periods of your life. And you will see that the Lord, the giver of gifts and prosperity, shall favor thee. For this shall be a time of extraordinary professional gain. It shall be a time where the Lord says, I shall help thee. It shall be a time where people in authority and people in power shall seek thee out. And you're going to find, man of God, that God says be clear about your goals so that you don't drop the ball when blessings begin to show up. For the Lord says, I will send people your way that will say unto thee, how can I help you, man of God? And so for the next 18 to 24 months, it's going to be a very special time for you. And God says simply extraordinary. For the Lord says you're going to have a breakthrough. You're going to launch some things. I don't know if this is products or some or services, but I feel some real powerful profit potential around you. So the Lord says, I'm placing you in the driver's seat. And he says, I'm going to help you on all fronts. And you're going to see not only professionally, but also personally. For the Lord says, I'm sending favor and the tide is turning in your favor. For the Lord says, prepare because I'm even touching relationship matters as well. And you're going to begin to see the Spirit move in some unusual ways. For I heard the Lord say that you will see that you will step into a time of gifts and favor and honors and awards and achievements. It would be like unto thee a great big business day for the next 18 to 24 months, where it seems as if Santa's going to be bringing gift after gift after gift. But you will know that it is the timing and that it is the Spirit of the Lord. Now the Lord said, this is the time for you to go after your dreams. Go after your dreams. Because God says, I'm positioning you and I am preparing you. And you're going to leave the past behind and you're going to move forward into a higher place, into a higher realm, into a higher dimension. For the Spirit says, I will give you the determination, the courage, and the drive. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is your coming out season. And you're going to see me move in your life in an unusual way. Prepare. Because God says ministry shall also begin to take off for thee. And I shall use your voice. And you shall minister unto my people. Lots of young men around you. I don't know why I see overseas travel around you as well. I want to thank you once again, man of God, for your miracle seed. God bless you and peace.